The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 19, 1975, in Melbourne, Australia.
They take great trouble to bring trees from all over the different parts of the world to put in the botanical gardens.
Very nice one. Hardly there is such a nice botanical garden in the world. I have seen many gardens. Very nice. This one is black and the crow is black. But crow's place is different, their place is different. Although they are birds. The crows will enjoy a filthy place. But all refuges are thrown. I don't think in your country there is many crows. And in India I've seen all nasty place that is visited by the crows. Stated in Srimadha Bhagavatam. Natat bachas chitra padam harer jasa pragini takarhichi tad bayasam tirtham. The literature which does not describe Krishna, that is the place for the crows, that is a sex literature. They are enjoyed by the crows. And this Bhagavatam is enjoyed by the swans. That is the difference. Crows literature and swans literature. Paramahansa. Paramaninmasarana Vastava Vastu Vedam Matra. Everyone in this material world, they are envious. Their business is to become envious. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. This is material world. And the Paramahansas, Vaishnava, they are kind. They are merciful. Ah, this fallen soul is suffering for want of Krishna. Let us preach. That is the difference. The envious and the non-envious. That is Paramahansa. Kritik Sabha Karmika. They are not only not envious, but they are merciful. They suffer so many troubles for their preaching work. Still they do that. Titiksava. A preacher has to suffer so many inconveniences. And you had to suffer in here?
Where?
In Australia?
Yes. We had some suffering.
Everywhere. Now, you have seen that letter. We have been permitted by the federal government to sell our books in the airport.
Yes, that is a major breakthrough.
The judge might have seen our literature. With such a nice literature they are selling, they must be given permission. Husband, no children, one dog. Children contested. And dog welcome. Good morning. For children, kill them. This is Kali. They're killing their own children and patting a dog. This is how much fallen there. and that passing civilized fourth class. Complaining of overpopulation, and the dog gives birth at a time, half a dozen, there is no overpopulation. Welcome. We shall maintain them. Huh? They are giving twice in a year, or once, even once in a year. There is no overpopulation. The man gives one or two birth, it is over. Formerly, they are begetting 100 children. At that time, there was no complaint of overpopulation. At that time, the description in the history is Kamang Bhavarsa Parjanna. Yes. On account of good rains, the earth used to produce immense necessities of life. Just like this portion is maintained with sufficient water, there are green and green. So if there is sufficient rain, everywhere you can do. Where is the question of overpopulation? Population, you work for growing food. No. Some of them are becoming hippies, no work, and some of them are working for manufacturing tire, tubes, stool. That's all. There is food. Still there is food, but they will not work for this, for growing food.
They have run one survey, and they have found out that the people of Australia spend so much money on feeding their pets that 200,000 people per year could be fed with the money that is used to feed the pets of the population of Australia. 200,000 people a year.
If they spend money for the poor country, they will not do that. Sinful man is given this form of tea, a tree. So, by nature is so nice, even the sinful living entities can beautify. How properly utilized. They have no fruits and flowers.
You said that you have nullified the law of gravity, but how can we explain that everything is falling down?
Yes, the green leaves not falling down. The dry leaves fall down under certain conditions. So it is not the law of gravitation. Why the green leaves does not fall? They are the rejected things that fall. The rejected you also throw out. The nature is throwing out. That is the question of gravity.
But when they go up in the spaceship, there's such a pull, a force holding the rocket ship down. They must have...
That is everything. Everything will fall down on the ground. But the controlling power is the air. If the air is adjusted, then it will not fall down.
That's why when they go into outer space, they become weightless. They can float without any airplane.
That's what they're doing there. But we see that if you can make adjustment of the air, either just like we see the heavy cloud bearing many million tons of water, they do not fall down, they float. Where is the law of gravity?
You also give that example of those big birds.
Yeah. Big birds. They carry elephants, they don't.
We have not seen such a bird.
What you have seen? You have seen your father and mother, that's all. What you have seen? You are still in the womb of your mother. What you have seen? You can simply, falsely speculate, that's all. What you have seen? Are you seeing the stars now? Why you are not seeing? The stars are there. Why you are not seeing?
My eyes are not good.
Therefore, if you have got imperfect eyes, what you can see? First of all, you admit that you have got imperfect eyes. Then what you can see with your imperfect eyes? If you are a blind man, what is the use of telling, I do not see? And you are a blind man, what you can see? First of all, you admit that you are a blind man. Then talk of seeing. Therefore, Vedic literature, Shastra Chakshusha, you should see through Shastra, not your these blind eyes. Shastra says, there is Krishna, is doing like that, Chintamani, Prakara Sadhmasu, Kalpavrit. You should see like that. What do you see with your eyes? Why you are so proud of your eyes, blind eyes? That is some mystery. Do you see who is your father? Why do you accept by the recommendation of the mother that he is your father? Do you see who is your father? Then what is the use of telling, I want to see? What you can see? You have to take the authority of the mother. Mother says, here is your father. That's all. You cannot say, I have not seen that he is my father. Can you say? So there is no value of this statement, I do not see, we cannot see.
In other books, Srila Prabhupada, it says things and then in time you can see them, you can substantiate them. But some of the descriptions in the Bhagavatam are so fantastic that people, it's very difficult for people to
Therefore
even...
Therefore, you have to believe only. You have to accept what Bhagavad says. That is your business. Not to try to make an experiment. That is not possible. It is already experimented and the mature knowledge is stated there. This you have to accept. Shruti means Vedas. Evidence, Vedic literature, there are three kinds of evidence. The most powerful evidence is Shruti. If it is stated in the Vedas, that is first class evidence. Therefore, whatever we say, immediately quotes some Vedic version. That is the way of understanding. Krishna says, Vasudeva says, Parashara says, that's all. You don't require much proof. So this is the first class proof when we find the statement corroborated by the Vedas. And Shruti Shruti. Shruti means literature written according to the Vedic version. Shruti Shruti, Puranadi, Puranadi itihas, history. And another pramana is Anuman. But Anuman means by right person. Thinking, it may be like this. Anuman, that is called Anuman.
Would that be like the songs written by Bhaktivinoda and things like that?
Yes.
Songs written by the great acharyas are expansions of the holy name. Could you explain that?
The songs written by the great acharyas are said to be expansions of the holy name.
Glorified. Trees live for thousands of years. 5,000, 6,000. Fig tree and banyan tree, they do not die.
They must be especially sinful. Take it 5,000 years of the tree.
No, they're most pious because you want to live more by science. So they're also living more. Yes. What is the use of such living? Like tree? Therefore Bhagavad says, Tarava Kingna Jivanti. You are trying to live more years by scientific advancement. But do the tree not live for many, many years? What you will gain by that? Suppose you live for 3,000 years. What you will gain if you remain ignorant? Better live for a few years and understand that this material world is worse. I have to go to the spiritual world and meet Krishna. That knowledge will help you. You live for 10 years, but get this knowledge, Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. And what is the use of living like this tree for many thousands of years without any knowledge? It is said, Garib manus foring khai, ghonai chepe bhajje jai. A villager, very poor man, he says, I am very poor man, I live on eating the grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yes. I have no money. But when I go to pass tour, I ride on a horse. They cannot pay parking fare, but this still they keep a carriage. Garib manus foring khai, ghonai chepe bhajje jai. Because the villagers go to the field for passing store. So this garib man, this poor man goes on a horse. It can be also utilized as fire, but they do not show that. In India, they collect poor men and use their fuel, they cook food. All these dry twigs and leaves they can use as fuel. At the same time, the ground will be cleansed.
There's no problem with litter. There's no litter problem. No problem about paper and things thrown around, because everything that is thrown on the street, it is immediately taken up by some form of beggar Or some form of animal.
Municipal sweeper also. Similarly, we can go to the place where there is simply pleasing atmosphere. Simply we have to become purified. That is required. But they don't want to be purified. They want to become more entangled in sinful life. Illicit sex, meat eating. That they do not know that I am entangling myself. Instead of being purified, I am becoming more and more entangled. This is ignorance. Criticize us seven-headed. They don't criticize long hair, yes, but seven-headed. You see? If you don't criticize the long hair, why should you criticize the seven-headed? But they criticize us. So regularly they are going out?
Thank you, then.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That is what. Live here very nicely and go back to home, back to garden. Why should you die like cats and dogs? Die like a human being and be freed from all this material anxiety. Their determination is that they must live in this hellish condition. They do not believe in the next life. If they believe in the next life, then it becomes hellish. They want to avoid this question. No, there is no life. Enjoy to the best capacity now. Enjoy. We do not say they don't enjoy, but enjoy so that you may not be implicated. There is no harm having big house, comfortable life, but keep Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. What is wrong there? Madhuji Maharaj, if they chant Hare Krishna in this big, big skyscraper building, what is their loss? There is no loss, but still they will not do it. We don't say that don't live in the... We are living in nice building. You also live in nice building. But say, do see what we are doing there. Everyone can do it. Everyone can. That is Vedic culture. And everywhere Vishnu, Narayan, Shila is worshipped. At least the higher caste. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. Not the Shudras. Don't eat meat. Don't have intoxication, no illicit sex. Have Krishna's picture, chant Hare Krishna, make nice preparation. Where is it? Difficult. Take this civilization.
Many karmis think, Srila Prabhupada, that you are born and then you die and that is the finish. Many karmis think that you are born and then you die, and then finish.
No. That is not the fact. You are born a child, then you get a youthful body where you are finished. That is mean that when the child's body is finished, the soul is also finished. Why he remembers, oh, I was a child like this. This is a simple argument. Where you are finished.
You can see the progression. When you were born, you were small. Yes. When you die, you are big.
Yes.
So that is progression. So how can they say that progression will stop?
Yes. That is another foolishness to say like that. That with the body, everything is finished. Where it is finished? Supposed to be educated, advanced in civilization, and this simple truth they cannot understand. Murha. Where is finishing? Why you are trying to live for many years? Why don't you welcome death? Hare Krishna.